This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's Friday, April 17th, 2020, about 3 minutes past the bottom of the hour, and it's time for Foodie Friday. My guest today, calling all the way in from Star Hill, Linda Curtis from Rainbow Foods. Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you here. Linda, before we talk about cooking and all that stuff, I see you walking the aisles of Rainbow Foods right now.
Yes.
Tell us the best way if we need to go shopping there. What are your hours and how can we do all that kind of stuff?
We're open our normal hours, which would be 9 to 7 Monday through Friday and then 10 to 6 Saturday and Sunday. But we also are having curbside and delivery. And you can do curbside all week long. You just need to email us at orders@rainbow-foods.org and you need your order to get in by noon. And then the delivery, we have downtown into Douglas, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And again, you have to have your order in by noon for that. And we're delivering to the Valley Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We are open. The store is open. Some customers are coming in. But just to maintain the social distancing, it is great to do the curbside and take advantage of that.
Got it. For all those details of hours and curbside and delivery, is that on your website or somewhere where we can find that digitally?
Yes, absolutely. It's on our Facebook page. So if you just find Rainbow Foods and look at our Facebook page, it's there. And it's also on our website, which is rainbow-foods.org. And if you click on the store news tab, it's easiest to find the info.
All right, rainbow-foods.org or find Rainbow Foods on Facebook. All right.
Yes.
Linda, how long have you been working at Rainbow Foods?
Oh, my goodness. I started in 1994, and I've been doing too many orders today to do the math on that.
What is it about that organization or that store that you like working at?
Well, you know, it just has always felt like family to me. I don't know if everybody knows this about me, but I went to cooking school in the early 90s in New York. And I just came to Alaska for the summer, and a friend asked me to fill in at Rainbow for 2 weeks. And I said yes, because I had big plans of moving down south and becoming a famous chef. And I never moved down south, and then I just never left. And I've just been here, and the owners really feel like family, and it's a great place for me. It's a great fit for me.
Well, Linda, you are Juno famous. So,
yeah.
All right. So what keeps you busy while you're at the store?
Well, normally I am the bookkeeper these days. I used to run the kitchen and the bakery, and I stopped that when I was pregnant with my son 12, 13 years ago. And then I switched to the supplement and health and beauty section, and I did that for a number of years. And when the opportunity came to learn bookkeeping, I decided to go up into the office, and I've just been working in the office, doing keeping the bills paid and that sort of thing. And then when this crisis hit, we needed somebody to run a curbside delivery. So now I've been doing that as well. And I'm actually doing a lot more of that kind of work than working in the office these days.
Okay. Well, you are a trained chef and you have cooked a lot at Rainbow, and today is Foodie Friday. What would you like to share with us? What inspiration can you give us for the weekend?
Well, we just got a fresh shipment and we get air freight on Fridays, so I think it's probably the freshest produce you're ever going to get in Juneau. Everything else, I believe, comes up on a barge unless it's grown here. And this time of year, there are some options for local products, but the air freight on Friday is really a great bet. And we actually do have some locally grown lettuce and we have some blood oranges. And what I was thinking would be a great salad would be to take some of the fresh lettuce and put some blood orange zest in that with some roasted shallots and cucumbers and some toasted sunflower seeds. So that was one salad idea I had.
Let's unpack that one for a sec, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right. So super fresh lettuce, of course. And then you said blood orange zest. Remind us, how to zest a blood orange.
So it's easiest if you have a kitchen tool called a zester. And it's just you pull the outside of the, after you wash it, obviously wash all your vegetables and produce really well these days. But then you just take out the very outer level of the orange. And if you have a zester, it's good to go. If not, you can use a peeler. Just peel a bit and then you can fine chop it. And so that's the zest. And I think that the blood orange is just a slightly different hint that, you know, could be fun since we have it.
All right. And I would ask you how much, but before you told me that you think of cooking as an art project, which I love, and you don't really follow recipes. How would you know how much of that to put in?
So I think if you're going to have two heads of the small lettuce, like a teaspoon of zest is probably going to be plenty. But it always is hard for me to tell people how much because everybody has such a different sense of taste. So what would taste good to me might not taste good to somebody else. So I just think it's really important to taste as you go and see what you like, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. All right. And then did you say toasted sunflower seeds?
Yeah. So, you know, I have a toaster oven and I just stick them in there for about 5 minutes till they're maybe about 375, just till they're toast. You can kind of smell them toasting and then cool them. And then that sprinkled on top of a salad gives it some protein. We try to eat mostly vegetarian at my house, so I'm often having to figure out how to get protein into stuff.
All right. So far we have lettuce, blood orange zest, toasted sunflower seeds, and what else did you say?
I said some roasted shallots, which I don't know if a lot of people use shallots. I wish I can pick one up and show you. And can you see? There's the shallot.
It's like an onion kind of, sort of?
It's slightly similar. I think it's the same family, and it's just they're really great in salads or in salad dressing. I like to just slice it, like a thinly sliced shallot with a little bit of olive oil in the oven. Like if you have a small cast iron pan, it works really nicely, and you stick it in the oven till it starts to caramelize, and that, once it's cooled down, is really nice on top of a salad.
All right, and would the blood orange zest be in the olive oil from those roasted shallots be enough of a dressing, or would you dress this with something?
So for me, I don't like a lot of dressing. So I would be good to go with just that. For the rest of my family, I might make like a balsamic blood orange vinaigrette, which I would do for the proportions. Well, let's see. One part of blood orange juice, one part balsamic vinegar, and then two parts olive oil with salt and pepper would work pretty well.
Okay.
And that kind of ties it together.
Should we call this Linda Curtis's blood orange zest salad, or does it have another name? Or
no.
It's been
that
written.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Linda, we're sort of running out of time here, but we sure appreciate speaking to you. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Linda Curtis from Rainbow Foods, who is open Monday through Sunday and has curbside pickup and delivery options. Their website is rainbow-foods.org, or you can find them on Facebook for more information. Linda, I've been asking a lot of our guests this week, sort of for strategies for healthy living in these strange times. What's working for you right now?
I am making sure to get outside every day and making sure my family gets outside every day, even if it's just for a half hour, you know, maintaining social distance, of course, but just making sure to get fresh air and trying to eat as healthy as possible.
Okay. Well, Linda, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. Try Linda Curtis's blood orange zest salad this weekend. We appreciate talking to you, Linda, and stay well.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye. I like the way you talk.